There's a big controversy on the nosach of the last beracha that we make on Megillat Esther. Of course, the Gemara, Mishnah says that it was minhag to say a beracha, Maran Lashon Nohagim, but this minhag has been accepted, and it's a precious beracha, like the Ben Ish Chai calls it, beracha yekara zo. But the question is the text of it. The beracha, everybody agrees, is the beracha of Hanifra Lanu Mitzarenu. The question is, some rabbis had the text of Ha'el Hanifra. They added that word, Ha'el, before Hanifra. Now, although in Siman Tartzab, Maran doesn't mention that word, Ha'el, he starts the beracha from Hanifra. But it's clear if you open up Harambam and Perek Aleph from Mechot Megillah Lachagimal, you see clearly he had the text of Hakel Harab Et Ribenu. You also see the Benu Hananel in Masechet Megillah in Chaf Aleph Amud Bet was also Gores the words Hakel Harab Et Ribenu. And the truth is, Hakam Avadya listed a whole list of Rishonim that had this girsa as well, and it was also found in the Sidur of the Rashash, as the Kapa'im brings down in Siman Tartzav Sif Katan Tetzayin. So from all those opinions, it seems that Hakel is well documented. However, the Ummatam against it is what the Tur brought down from Rabbi Amram Gaon. Rabbi Amram Gaon didn't understand how could you put the word Kel in the beginning of the Beracha when already you have the word Elokeinu. So therefore, why would you add another Shem where already you have a Shem? That was his contention and that was his claim. Although Hakam Avadya answered it and he said, we see many times, like in Baruch She'amar, where we say, Baruch Atah Hashem V'Kol Melech Ha'olam, Ha'el Abba Rahman. And everybody has that text. And in the Birkat HaMazon, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem V'Kol Melech Ha'olam, Ha'el Abinu Malkeinu Adirenu. So he brought different examples where it's done. And because of that, because of Shittat HaRambam, and because of the Rishonim that were mentioned, Hakam Avadya came out that the text should be Hakel Harav Et Ribenu, and that's the way he printed in the Sidurim that are under his Haskama, the Havedah, the Hazon Avadya, etc. However, it should be noted that the Chidah, who we take the Chidah's opinion when it especially comes to text in the Sidur, did not have the text of Hakel Harav Et Ribenu. He had the text of Harav Et Ribenu. And if you look in many of the Sidurim that we have, the Sidurim that called Yaakov, that supposedly was based on the Minhag of Aram Soba, and the other Sidurim were showed to me, the Bet Yosef and Ohel Avraham, which was the Sidur that Racham Baruch gave his Haskamatu. And if you listen to a clip of an audio that we heard last night of Hakam Baruch saying the Beracha Harona, when he said Megillat Esther, he did not say the word Akel. He just said Baruch Atah Hashem and Nifra Lanu. So therefore, it seems there's a big machloket on this. Interestingly enough, in our Sidur that we use, according to the Kabbanot, it does not have the word Kel. Strangely, because if in the Sidur of the Rashash it put the word Kel, we wonder why it did not. However, I'm reading in Rabbi Efchin's Sefer, Devre Shalom, he says that Minhag Bet El, Sheberacha Acharona Shlam Megillah, En Bevarachim Gegirsa Nimsit Besidurim, Ela Gegirsat Ashas, Shebetachila Omrim Hanifra, Veharkach Hamshalem, Veharkach Chotmim. So, it seems that they took the Gemara's Girsa. The Gemara's Girsa is Hanifra, so it could be they were taking, the Sidur was taking Minhag Bet El. The Ma'aseh, since already we saw Hakam Baruch, we heard him say Hanifra, and that's the opinion of Rav Chidah, and it seems that's the consensus of the Sidurim that we have, side the Hakam Baruch, Sefarim. And after speaking to some people that know the minhagim, it seems that we should continue saying hanifra lanu, and to leave the word hakel. There is another discussion when it comes to the Megillah, and that is the custom that Maram brought down, that at the end of the Megillah, we say Aru Raman, Baruch Mordechai, Arurim Kol Reshaim, Beruchim Kol Tzadikim, Vegam Harbona Zachul Latov. Maram brings it down in the Halakha. There was a minhag like this from Yerushalmi. Question is, why does the Reshaim come before the Tzadikim? Why do you say Aru Raman, Baruch Mordechai? Well, on this, the Aruch HaShulchan gave a very simple reason. He said because chronologically in the story, the Arurim of Haman came before the Beruchim of Mordechai. First you had the Gezerah of Haman, Nashmid, Larogu, Labed. So therefore, he came first. So therefore, the Arur of Haman preceded the Teshuah and the Baruch of Mordechai. Arurim Kol Hashem, Beruchim Kol Tzadikim. Of course, Harbona was the one that advised Hashverosh to hang Haman on the tree. But the Midrash says that actually that was Eliyahu Navi that came in the image of Harbona. So therefore we say, Begam Harbona Zachud Latov. To give a remez, like we say, Eliyahu Navi Zachud Latov. So therefore the remez, that was Eliyahu Navi, we say those words as well. This is a proper custom. Some did have the minhag, it seems, to repeat that phrase three times. Aru Raman Baruch Mordechai. However, it seems that the custom in our community is to say it once, right at the conclusion of the Berachot, after we finish the Megillah.